This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And today, the word which is maximum misunderstood in Islam, it is the word jihad. Not only is there misconception amongst the non-Muslims regarding the word jihad, there is even a misconception amongst many Muslims regarding the Arabic word jihad. Many people think that any war fought by any Muslim for any reason, whether it be for power, whether it be for personal gain, whether it be for money, it is called as jihad. Any war fought by any Muslim for any reason, whether it be for power, for personal gain, for money, is not called as jihad. Jihad is an Arabic word coming from the word jahada, which means to strive, which means to struggle. In Islamic context, it means to strive and struggle against one's own evil inclination. It also means to strive and struggle to make the society better. It also means to strive and struggle in the battlefield in self-defense. It also includes to strive and struggle against oppression. Jihad basically means to strive and struggle. If a student is striving and struggling to pass the examination, it means he is doing jihad. So jihad basically means to strive and struggle. And many of the non-Muslims, they translate the word jihad into English as holy war. And unfortunately, many so-called Muslim scholars, in inverted commas, even they translate jihad as holy war. Holy war in Arabic, the word, if you want to translate holy war into Arabic, it is harbun muqaddasa. The word harbun muqaddasa does not exist anywhere in the Quran. It does not exist anywhere in any of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This word holy war was first used to describe the crusaders. When the crusaders, in the name of Christianity, they killed thousands of people, they termed it as a holy war. And today they're using that word for the Muslims. See how the media is. First they used the word fundamentalist for the Christians, now they use it for the Muslims. Holy war was used for the Christian crusaders, now they use it for the Muslims, saying jihad is holy war. Jihad basically means to strive and struggle. And every Muslim should be a da'i. Our beloved Prophet said, it's a hadith of Sahih Bukhari, Balligu anni walo aya. Propagate even if you know one verse. You can't say, no, I will wait till I become like Sheikh Ahmad Didad and then start doing da'wah, the time will never come. Even if you know one verse of Islam, as long as you know it correctly, it's your duty to propagate it. Every Muslim should be a da'i. The problem is we aren't following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reason we are in this state. Allah says He will not help people who will not help themselves. Who is to blame? We are to blame. And after 9/11, it has reached epidemic levels, maligning Islam. And I had gone to USA 2 years back, in October 2003. I had gone to Los Angeles. And I was prepared, wearing a tie and a coat, beard, cap, kufi. I was prepared that I will be questioned. A da'i has to be prepared. So when I went in the immigration, oh, beard, cap, oh, go for inquiry. I was prepared. They asked me, why have you come here? I said, I'm getting an award. Award for what? I said, award for humanity. There's an organization in Los Angeles, in USA, giving me an award for humanity. What work have you done? I told him, I spread truth. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said, seek ye the truth and the truth shall free you. I'm a person who spread truth. I wasn't lying. I'm a da'i. I'm spreading dinul haq, the religion of truth. And they asked me various questions to cut the incident short. Then I went through the customs, they opened my bag and they found my video cassette, Jihad and Terrorism. They asked me, do you believe in jihad? I said, yes. Even Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, believed in jihad. He said you have to strive. Even I believe in striving. I believe in what Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said, that you have to strive. No, I mean, do you believe in fighting? I said, it is mentioned in the Bible. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 22, you have to fight. It's mentioned in the Bible. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 32, you have to fight. In the book of Numbers, chapter number 31, you have to fight. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says in the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 22, that take the sword and fight. But then, that custom officer being a Christian, no, but that's in self-defense. I said, that's what even I fight for, self-defense. Then he told me, sir, can I ask you one more question? I said, no problem. I just told my host that, you know, I'm just doing dawah in the immigration, don't bother. I, as a dai should not get scared of truth. I started my talk by quoting the verse of the Quran from Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 81. وَقُلْ جَعَ الْحَقْ وَزَاقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوكَ. When truth is heard against falsehood, falsehood perishes. For falsehood, it's by its nature bound to perish. And alhamdulillah, after 9/11, everything has become strict, visas have become strict, but alhamdulillah, I have traveled after 9/11 to USA, to Canada, to UK, to Australia, to Malaysia, to Singapore, and I've got 10 years visa of USA, 5 years visa of UK, Canada, 2 years visa, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. Yet, I do not mince my words, I'm very clear. When I go for lectures, I say I'm come for lectures. When I go for spreading truth, I say I've come for spreading the truth.